Hey, what's your thoughts on that victory over Tyrone, first of all?
Yeah, it was real championship football, actually, to be quite honest. I'm a little hoarse from shouting, but it was, you know, we started the game well. We got a very good score from Conor Doherty early on. But we knew Tyrone were a good side. I mean, a lot of those guys played McGrory Cup, and, you know, the Duncannon got to the final this year, and Omer, CBS were in the semi-final. So we knew they were a good side, and we'd done our homework on them. And, you know, we knew the first half was going to be very, very tough, and that's the way it turned out. I wouldn't have been happy with a lot of our play in the first half. I thought we defended too deep. We weren't pressing high enough up the park. But once we got them in at half time and started them out, I thought the second half was a good professional performance.
Yeah, and the conditions here didn't help things. I know you weren't happy about parts of the play, but at times it was extremely hard to try and put passages of play together given the conditions, Declan.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our kicking in the first half, especially, you know, our kickouts weren't good in the first half. I think we only won 2 out of 11 kickouts, and that wasn't acceptable, to be quite honest. And we got it started out, and Danny had a very good second half in terms of his kicking out. And, you know, conditions were poor, there's no doubt about that there. But, I mean, it's the same for both teams. But, as I said, we got them in half time, and, you know, we sat them down, and, you know, they came out the second half rejuvenated and really pressed higher up the park. And, you know, I think Tyrone didn't score in that second half.
Yeah, you mentioned in your build up to this about the mental preparation of these young guys that you have to get right heading into a championship game, and I suppose their mental character was tested in that first half when you went behind, Declan, and how they would respond to that.
Well, exactly. It's very, very difficult because we played the league campaign, and, you know, we were always on top. There's no team really got ahead of us, and that's the first time that we've come from behind. And, you know, as I said to them in time, you know, this could make our summer for us, that type of performance. You know, when we went behind, you know, a lot of players stood up and were counted, and you know, we were delighted to get that challenge out there today. We know in 2 weeks' time it's going to be a really tough test up on Athletic Grounds in Armagh. And, you know, it's one that we start preparing for immediately.
Yeah, and you made changes at half-time, and you brought in McNairn, and you brought in Jason McGee, who was very, very influential. So there's a lot of strength and depth in this team of yours, Declan. That was evident in the second half.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Oisín. And, you know, Jason McGee's a big stance at 6'5", and, you know, we only got him in the squad in the last 4 weeks, but he's been a real big addition, and he's a player I tried to get in earlier on, and, you know, we got him in the last 4 weeks, and, yeah, real addition. And, you know, a lot of those players, you know, probably played within themselves today. I mean, if they were to be asked a question later on, but, you know, it was good to come out of it. The second half was a polished performance, very good defensively, and, you know, Niall O'Donnell kicked on in the second half. You know, he had a disappointing enough first half, but the second half I thought he was very, very good and kicked 2 very good scores.
Yeah, and a lot of the Tyrone players, there was a number of them were given man-to-man jobs. One in particular was Campbell on Michael Carroll, and I suppose he'd done the job in the first half, but he really couldn't stick with Carroll in the second half, Declan.
Yeah, no, Carroll showed his true leadership qualities. He was getting dragged all over the pitch, to be quite honest. He got very little protection out there. And you know, but listen, this is championship football, that's what you expect. And but Neil Carley, he's captain of the side, he's the leader, and he kicked on. He won't be happy with his own performance, but he did contribute to the overall victory today. And you know, there'll be better days ahead for Neil Carley. Days like these will be great for his learning curve. And you know, he's a big, big player for us.
Yeah, and you had almost a full strength side to choose from coming into this one, Declan. There's a couple of injuries there and a couple of worrying ones as well. Ethan O'Donnell was one, and young Darrell O'Boyle there in the second half. Just an hour or so after the game, what's the latest on those?
Yeah, I mean, Darrell Beale went off with a shoulder injury, and that, I mean, at that stage you can say very, very doubtful. Ethan O'Donnell's gone off. He got a very, very heavy knock. He was very good in that first half. He was one of the players that were really pressing and taking the game to Tyrone. Big, big loss for us, and you know, he's a worry now, to be quite honest. And you know, we also have the worry of the fact that there's probably going to be club championship fixed for this weekend. And I mean, listen, we have to get them back. I mean, we have to be fair to these young players, to be quite honest, Oisín. And you know, we have to play in a fortnight's time against Armagh at grounds, and we cannot underestimate them. We have to get the preparation in, and you know, we're going to have to see common sense prevail over the next week.
Yeah, because that was a test, and that was a very, very tough game on them, Declan, today. And if they're going to go into club championship and back out against Armagh, if you're to have weather conditions like this over the next couple of weeks, it really, really saps the energy and it saps the ability out of the players.
Absolutely, Oisín. We have to sit down with these players now. We're meeting again this evening with them, and you know, we'll have them back in tomorrow evening, because I mean, we have a lot of, you're right, I mean, that was a very, very energy sapping game out there. You know, a lot of big hits. And you know, Tyrone came at us, and fair play to them. We expected Tyrone to come at us. I mean, they've always been a great tradition at underage level in Tyrone, and we knew that they would give us a game today. But no, we have to protect these young players. We have a number of injuries, and they are a major concern, even 2 weeks out now to the Armagh game. And as I say, you know, I'll sit down with the county executive later on and have a chat to see where we can go next weekend. You know.
Yeah. Well, the other side of this now is that you're through to the quarter final against Armagh in the Ulster Senior Football Championship, and this was a big, big hurdle to get over today for you, Declan.
Well, it's one that we had penned in for a long, long time, the 17th of May. And, you know, people were on about our league run and we'd done well in the league. Yeah, league the league's preparation for us in terms of what's our best 15, what's our strongest squad and what we have. And that's, I mean, that to me, that's what the league's for. And it also builds confidence when you won matches and those players have played well throughout the league. And, you know, they've probably got a slight eye opener today in terms of the real intensity of championship football. And that can only be good. And hopefully that can bring the lads on now and lift it for the Armagh match.